December 29, 1926. How the new creation of the kingdom of the Supreme Will was formed in the humanity of our Lord. My sweet Jesus, in coming, made himself seen carrying a son in the center of his breast, holding it very tightly in his arms. Drawing near me, he took that son with his hands from the center of his breast and placed it in the center of mine. Then he took my hands in his, and crossed them very tightly over that son, telling me, "This son is my will, hold it tightly, never let it escape, for it has the power to convert you in all of your acts, everything, into light, in such a way as to incorporate all of you into it, forming one single son." Then, afterwards, I was thinking about everything that my sweet Jesus had done in his coming upon earth for the redemption, so as to unite myself to his acts and ask him, for love of his own acts, to make his will known in order to let it reign. And my adored Jesus added, "My daughter, as soon as my humanity was conceived, I began a new creation, to lay the kingdom of my will over all the acts that my humanity did. All of the acts I did, both interior and external, were animated by a divine will which contained the creative power. Therefore my acts went through the new creation and converted into acts of divine will, and I extended its kingdom in my interior, and in all of my external acts. In fact, who destroyed and rejected this kingdom of my will in man? His human will, which, rejecting mine, did not let itself be dominated and animated by it, but let itself be dominated and animated by its own, and so it formed the kingdom of miseries, of passions and of ruins. Now, first of all, my humanity was to rado and to call once again this kingdom of the Supreme Will within myself, within my human nature, that I might be all set to form the redemption, and therefore able to give mankind the remedies in order to be saved. Had I not placed this kingdom in safety within me, had I not given to it its rights of dominion, I could not have formed the good of redemption. My divine will would have been inexorable in not conceding me its goods, had I not had the prime right of forming its kingdom in me. Only then, as second act, it would give me the remedies to save the creatures. Therefore, my supreme will lined up within all of my acts. It dominated and, triumphant, it invested my tears, my baby moans, my sighs, heartbeats, steps, works, words, pains, in sum, everything, with its creative power. And as it invested them, it studded them with its unending light, and formed a new creation of its kingdom in all my acts. Therefore, in every additional thing I did, the divine fiat expanded the boundaries of its kingdom within my humanity. Now, the creation was called from nothing, and was formed on the foundation of my creative word, which spoke and created, it commanded, and all things took their place of order and harmony. In the creation of the kingdom of the Supreme Will, instead, it was not content with forming it from nothing, but it wanted, as guarantee of safety, the basis, the foundations, the walls and all the acts and pains of my most holy humanity, in order to form the creation of its kingdom. See then, how much this kingdom of my will cost, with how much love I developed it within me. Therefore, this kingdom exists, there is nothing left but to make it known, so as to let all the goods it contains enter the field. So, what I want from you is that, just as my humanity left my will free to form its kingdom, you may leave me free, without opposing in anything, so that, finding no opposition in you, my acts may flow in you. And taking their place of honor, they may line up, all in order, to continue the life of the kingdom of my will in you. After this, my sweet Jesus ran away like a flash, and I wanted to follow him, but, to my highest bitterness, within that flash I saw the coming of contagious diseases, which will spread almost in all nations, not excluding our Italy. It seemed that many were dying of it, to the extent of depopulating the houses. In many nations the scourge would rage more intensely, but almost all of them will be touched. It seems that they hold hands in offending the Lord, and our Lord touches everyone with the same scourges. But I hope he will placate himself, so the peoples will suffer less.